Welcome back to Two Sisters and Their Dramas. It's your girl, Nay.
And your big sis, Chan.
What up, Chan?
It is not a lot. We are approaching Valentine's.
Uh-huh.
I think I asked y'all before, like,
did.
What y'all doing with your boo? Because I
Will
know you booed
be
up.
Her boo?
I know you booed up. I know you're listening because I know our listeners are fabulous. And I know you got somebody. You got a friend.
Listen.
You got a couple of friends.
Mr. Charlie.
You got a husband. You got a wife. You got both. You got a girlfriend. Or just some friends.
You got a boo.
Anyhow, y'all. What y'all doing for Valentine's Day? Y'all going out to eat? Like, what do y'all do? What's y'all thing for Valentine's Day? Do y'all spend it inside? Do you just cook dinner for each other? Like, do you exchange gifts? I want to know. Like, I'm trying to be nosy. That's what big sisters
she
do.
She can't help it. That's what she do.
That's what big
she
sisters.
She just be nosy.
That's what big sisters do. We want to know your business. Anyhow, you already know how you can tell me. You can get in those review streets and let your girl know.
Hit us up.
So, our dad's birthday, I don't know if we've ever told y'all this. Perhaps we did. So, our dad's birthday is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So, it's interesting because he's not like a, oh, I'm all for the spirit of Valentine's. He has always celebrated his girls.
Yes.
He has always been like, you know, we're like, oh, happy birthday, Dad. Happy birthday, Pops, over the years. And he has always responded with, you know, happy Valentine's Day to you. And so I've always thought that was sweet. You know, it's always been like a special moment for me to receive that text back.
Come on, Daddy's girl.
I mean, has it not been for you?
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's always been sweet, you know, to get that little response back. Because he doesn't make that day about him. And I don't know if that's something he needs to get into therapy for.
Oh.
No shade, Dad. Because why not make it about you?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I got that same vein or whatever. Because birthdays are just birthdays. I mean, okay, you were born this day. But, you know, sometimes you want to celebrate and sometimes you don't. That's not your story. But, you know, it's people out there that exist like that.
I feel like, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, all those generic holidays are for...
Not generic.
Because they're just wash and repeat, right? They are for everybody. You know, it's for the family to get together and spend time together. Now, I'm not saying at all that it's not a good time and it's not something that I don't look forward to.
Okay.
But what I am saying is it is not specific to me.
Hey, okay.
It's specific to the family. It's specific to the memories we create.
Right.
And so... I look forward to Valentine's. Hey, boo. I look forward to my birthday because of the fact that that's like the day that I was born. It's special to me. It's special to those that have encountered me. Hello. Hi, how are you? It's special to those that will meet me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, friends.
Come on, selfish.
It's not selfish. I'm self-centered.
Okay. I like that.
And I like to, you know, think that, you know, I'm a blessing. I've been a blessing. I want to continue to share my life with others.
Hallelujah.
So, yeah, I look forward to my birthday. I'm Sumi, you know, like. And also, 1 year, I would like a surprise party. I'm putting that out there that my sister will one of these years plan me a surprise party.
You might want to talk to your best friend about that. He's good at those kind of things.
I put it out there, so, you know, do something with it.
All right, come on, Magic.
You could at least coordinate it and say,
hey,
this is what
listen.
It is.
Come on, Magic.
Anyhow, y'all, so happy Valentine's Day, because by the time this podcast posts, we will be ahead of Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
So happy early
Happy
Valentine's
early
Day.
Valentine's Day.
We love you.
You and your boo.
You want to try to say it in Korean?
Saranghae. I think that's what it is.
She did that. Mia Mora.
Come on, my love. Yes.
Anyhow, let's get into it. Y'all know we're talking about traitors. So here's the thing. I had no clue that traders was this like world phenomenon. We talked a little bit about how it's an you know, they have Traders UK, Traders, is it Australia?
Australia, uh-huh.
And so I am biting at the bits to get into, I think UK is going to be, you know, the first one that I would be wanting to jump into.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
I think I could jump into either one of them. I love both accents, so I'm willing to give either one of them a go. I do think Australia might be interesting because of the creatures that be in Australia, but UK might be cool.
The creatures? What?
Like the bugs and stuff. You know, the bugs in Australia be wilding. It's a different breed. Did you not just watch the show?
Yeah, but that was like...
They would be outside?
Yeah, they were running through like...
They didn't stick their face in like areas. A hole with bugs in it?
Yeah, okay, I get that. I think for me though, I think the UK one would be more enticing because of the fact that, you know, sometimes, not all British people, shout out to you if you're listening.
Come on, British people.
You can come across a little dramatic.
Come on, Pat.
And so I think that might be interesting.
Listen, I can see it being your jam. I'm not even gonna hold you. I can see it being your jam.
You know, I love a good period piece, huh? So Jane Austen, how are ya?
No judgment, y'all.
Anyhow,
please don't judge us.
It's, you know, I'm getting a little loopy just because of the fact that it is almost my bedtime. So listen, we're here for Traders. It is. I see now people are talking about it all over social media.
They sure are.
I have no clue where I was. But I think that's how it goes with things that you watch, right? If before you watch it, you don't see it.
Right. But then when you start watching it, it's like when you get a new car.
Exactly. Yeah, you see that car every corner because that's just, why is that, y'all? Is that like a placebo?
I think because it's on you. Yeah, I think so. Because now it's at the forefront of your mind. So now you notice it more.
Yeah,
but I for sure see everybody talking about Traders on social media. All
same,
of a sudden,
same.
It's so funny.
I mean... Side note, I know, you know, people that listen to us, you know, are not here in the U.S. Yes, we have people that listen to us in the U.S., but we're international, baby, and we have people listening to us all over
the world.
Shout
out to y'all.
If you got to see a clip of the Super Bowl.
Oh, Lord.
Which is this football game, if you don't know, and not like, you know, the foreign football, or it's probably common football to you.
Okay.
But it's the, you know, where they beat each other up and throw the ball down the field for a touchdown.
I love this description.
That's the best I got. But that's not the most important part. In the middle of the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. Talk about it.
Queen Beyonce dropped a commercial, and she also has released Renaissance 2.
I thought you were going to talk about the halftime show.
Oh,
my bad. Take it back.
Okay, we can come around to that.
Go ahead.
She did a great job. But Queen B, she dropped it, y'all. She did it, Joe. She did it.
She did.
I am a proud member of the Beehive.
She is.
And I'm so excited. It is a country album.
Come on, Texas.
I am from Texas, so I do get down with a little country.
Come on, little twang.
And I think that, you know, part of the way that our parents raised us is that we pretty much listen to most genres
Facts.
Of music.
Facts.
So if you separate out the fact that this is Queen Bee and I'm, you know, I'm a stan, but it's our parents that raised us to be a part or aware of a lot of different things.
I mean, I like my good mix of music. I did peep the two little tracks that were released.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe there's more promising on the album.
I'm with it. I think that this girl choking, y'all. But raise your hands, girl. Take a little pause for the calls because little sis was over here about to take you down.
Meanwhile, she just over here jibber-jabbering. You know how she does. Oh, you over there choking. Girl, don't offer no help, no nothing. That's how she do.
Were sitting upright, so what am I going to do? Get up and be like, breathe in, do your
glad thing. Nobody needed a Heimlich or nothing, you know.
You didn't do the signal.
You be all right, girl.
You didn't do the signal.
Put your hands up.
She didn't do the signal, y'all. Y'all know the international signal. She did not do that. I don't even remember what we were talking about, and it was literally less than a minute ago that we took this pause. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I was talking about Beyonce. She's dropping a new album that I'm looking forward to. I'm not even going to get into the fact that she is basically making her way around, you know, all of the different genres of music and, you know, reclaiming what we created. But now, Usher, halftime, talk about it.
I actually thought the halftime show was pretty good. Was it in my top five? Probably not, but it was definitely good. It was definitely black, and I appreciated most of it. We all know Alicia Keys did what Alicia Keys is going to do.
Yeah,
I deeply appreciated her coming out with the guitar solo. That was phenomenal. I enjoyed seeing Jermaine Dupri in his Easter Sunday socks.
Yeah.
I thought the halftime show was pretty good.
Y'all want to hear the note that she messed up? Let me play it for y'all. Hold on. Let me get it queued up. Let me get it queued up. Hang on. Y'all heard it, right? Did they hear it?
That was a mess.
And I mean a whole mess. Like, I just don't know if... okay, fine. Everybody make mistakes. Singers, their voices crack, all those things, right? Uh-huh. But I feel like, and you said this earlier when we were talking about it, Alicia Keys, you ain't been doing nothing but sitting on your couch for 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Like, what you been doing?
Did you drink some tea?
Did you do your me, my, boo, boo? Did you try to open that voice
up? Did you clear your throat before you started singing?
Did you eat some Lay's potato chips? Lay's potato chips are supposed to be good. You know, I heard a gospel singer say that she eat Lay's potato chips before she sang because it clears out like that phlegm.
Baby, somebody should have passed us some fisherman friends. That's all it is. She needs some milk.
She needed a couple of things. She needed some lozenger. She needed some hot tea. Did she practice?
I don't even think she practiced. I think she said, I'm Alicia Keys, and I'm going to go out here and do what I can do. Let's go.
Like, and I felt like I was embarrassed. So embarrassed.
I don't think she was embarrassed. You heard that other song she sung. Yeah. Now listen, the girl said, I'm going to do it because she asked me to.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is, y'all. If you hadn't seen it, you can go on YouTube, type in Super Bowl Alicia Keys and hear her little hot second. But what I do know is the NFL said never again.
Baby.
Never again. She won't be back. We won't ever give her a chance to
listen.
Because, you know, usually people that sideline or have like a song that is showcased in the Super Bowl, even if they just are brought on, you know, by the headline, maybe in a couple of years, especially if they are a decent artist,
they bring it back around.
They'll bring it back around so that they can do their own
Super Bowl. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Usher was around, you know, for somebody else's Super Bowl performance not too long ago. Beyonce didn't headline right away. You know, true. Usually they'll true. Bring you back around and you can do it yourself. Never.
It won't be Alicia Keys, is what you're saying.
Not ever.
It won't be her. Okay.
Didn't care about who's playing in the Super Bowl. Let's just be honest.
Neither.
I watch it for the halftime performance. I watch it for, you know, to see a couple of celebrities and not even really them. It's really strictly background noise and halftime.
Yeah.
When is the halftime performance?
Yeah, I'm only watching for the halftime.
So if by chance Alicia Keys, if they're feeling desperate and she gets a Super Bowl performance, I won't be watching it either.
Me neither.
Veto.
She had to have some spectacular assistance for me.
Boo,
to see what
tomato. I won't be watching it at all. Y'all want to know what we did watch? What was our Super Bowl of Sunday? Y'all know we are two sisters and their dramas. And we love all things drama.
Do.
So we were actually looking forward to and watched. Oh my God. This is a safe space. You're not going to judge us because we're all family. You're listening to us, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm just giving it a disclaimer. So I'm going to tell you. Okay, 1, 2, 3. We watch Baddies on the Zeus Network.
Every single episode. There ain't no shame in my game about it.
And it's so good. Okay, safe space. I said it low, so we all process that a little bit.
You can say it loud.
If you've never heard of Baddies, which they have a Baddies London, I think, or UK. That is UK. And then, I don't know, but I have seen it like on Twitter.
Listen, I am all for baddies. I have watched every single season, every single episode, and I have seen all the rundown of all the fights with everybody in slow-mo, in regular mo. I'm going to watch baddies.
Let's so just real quickly, and then we'll move on, y'all. Baddies, the premise of it is, there is no premise. It is... a playoff of back in the day, there used to be the Bad Girls Club, right? Yep. And so they brought, you know, the person that was like a couple of the girls that were pretty popular from it. She's Natalie is like the head runner of the show. Mm-hmm. And each season they bring on, from what I gather, girls that have like a decent social media following.
Basically.
Some, you know, local rowdy level rappers
who ain't scared to fight.
And they fight. They do these performances at these clubs. Supposedly they're getting money, but I don't know how, because it's usually split 12 ways. So,
$2,000 they made at the
club. But just picture this, just if you don't have access to it. Picture putting 15 girls in one house, and I'm talking about girls in their early 20s to mid-20s with a bunch of liquor. What you think going to happen?
Right, and so, that's going to be happening.
That's what happens. We love it. So
hot. Down to Jamaica.
Actually got to, you know, versus the Super Bowl, we had our little Royal Rumble.
Listen, because the reunion came on. First part of the episodes for the reunion came on, and we watched
it. Yeah. I ain't going to tell you how many times we rewound it.
Listen, mind your business. Okay? You go watch it, and you go rewind it, too.
You can find clips on social media if you don't have access to Zeus, because they pretty much give you the whole round. Anyhow, so... that's our little catch up on what's been going on, what we've been doing. Let's get into the traders. So we went back and we watched all of season one, including the reunion.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about season one just kind of real quickly before we give thoughts on what's happening currently on season two.
I thought season one was perfectly played.
Yeah, me too.
I have to give it up to Ceri. She was in everybody's pocket. Everybody was protecting her. She kept everybody close. She even told people, like, hey, you on the chopping block now. Yeah. You got to pull it out. You know, you got to pull it out because I need you, friend.
Yeah. She gave you enough to make your own way. Like, she stood right in the middle perfectly. So it's not like she's, you know, hey, I'm going to let you hang yourself.
Yeah.
She essentially tried to give you a hint to where you can play the game better. But at the same time, it's on you to not get chopped.
Yeah.
Because for her role, it's like, listen, I like all of y'all, so I'm not trying to just be completely dirty. But at the same time, I'm not going to give you the whole keys to the kingdom.
Right.
I will tell you to take a right and keep straight. And that was enough. So I liked the way she played it. I did at times question if she truly... Ceri actually felt bad at all.
I don't think she had a reason to feel bad. And at the end of the day, this was a game.
Yeah.
And I came into this game, episode one, with a goal to win the money.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I became a traitor does not mean that that goal changed.
Yeah.
It got even better.
Yeah.
At this point, I am the person that's controlling the game. So I got to play it to my best advantage. And I think she did that.
I think, though, there are a couple of people that made the show interesting. I was actually kind of sad that Cody, you know, got picked off. But I understand they had to play it. Y'all, forgive the dogs in the background. I understand they had to play it the way they did as far as, you know, well, Cody, we got to sell you out to save ourselves. Yeah. The same for Christian. But I felt like
Cody. He did it to himself.
I felt like he was letting his emotions get to the best of him.
Yeah, he did.
And I feel like they pick people because they have to have an idea who they want to be a traitor in advance.
I would hope. I think for sure. They have to.
And so they picked people and they probably thought, Cody, dear big brother, he could probably handle this game well. Considering it was season one. But
Cody, why would they have picked Christian? Wouldn't he
a regular person.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And so maybe based off some of his answers during the question or when the screen.
You know what you're right.
You know, but I think that they did a good job of casting the traitors. I think, though, for Cody, it was very much like, man, I really don't want this.
Yeah, he definitely had a breakdown right before he left. But in the end, I was glad that he not only kind of gave himself away, but he also seemed very remorseful when he got up there to tell them, hey, I'm a traitor.
I'm sure it's very emotional because of the fact that, let's just say you're in this house for 2 weeks, maybe three, mm-hmm. but two I would say is a mm-hmm. safe amount. Mm-hmm. And you build bonds, you don't have access to your phones, you don't have access to TV or anything like that. So you literally are just probably sitting and chatting with these people, you know, for two solid weeks, just 24/7. So I'm sure that you build something.
Absolutely.
And so it has to kind of weigh on you to, you know, have to make the decision to cut these people. And then also, it's not like they're fighting for $1 million.
Right.
You know, it's like, man, I'm being this cutthroat for $250.
I mean, but at the end of the day, these are gamers. So they're going to play the game to the best of their ability every time.
Yeah. And $250,000 is a lot of money. Please understand me. But I'm just saying, you know, you have to... It's a lot that goes into it on the mental side of things. Like, I'm literally, we're sharing stories about where we grew up from, our families, and, you know, not when you're being filmed, right? Or, you know, just bonding over the fact that you have something in common. And then you're thinking in the back of the head, like, I'm sharing this very real moment with you, but I'm also lying to you, too.
But it's not a lie, though. I am sharing this moment with you because we bonded over the reality of our lives.
But I'm also lying to you.
What are you lying about?
Because in the very next, I'm lying about the fact that I'm not a traitor. That I'm.
But okay.
I'm just telling you as far as how I can imagine it would weigh on someone's heart. Because we're sitting here sharing these things. And yes, it's very real in this moment. But I'm also using you as far as gameplay to move the pieces on the puzzle around so that I can continue to be safe. So I'm sure that does have to, you know, play take a mental toll on someone.
I can see how it would affect someone. Yes, I can see.
Well, so let's see. The people that obviously, Quentin.
He couldn't get it right. Say
He answered wrong every single time. And I'm just like, Quentin, you are the worst judge of character. The people that were really good judges of character, they got ghosts. Quick.
It did. Because who was it? Brandy?
Brandy
I mean, gave was like, I know who it is.
It's you and you, and that's what it is.
And they was like, boot.
They had
get
to.
Out of here.
Because it wasn't going to make good TV.
Very true.
Sure that there is a production aspect of that, too, to where it's just like, So the flip side to that is if you're on this show, you almost kind of got to keep your cards close, too, because of the fact that they're going to get rid of people.
Yeah, but this is, okay, so if the traitors felt bad about whatever they were doing to win the game, there's no part of the faithfuls that would feel bad.
Yeah.
They're also building bonds and also cultivating relationships with people that they are trying to send home.
Yeah.
So I think for everybody involved, it could definitely be emotional. Poor little Andy was breaking down every chance they got.
Yeah.
It was interesting to watch. I do think that Quentin, low-key,
he's the worst.
I wanted him to kind of win, but kind of not.
I think I only wanted him to win because of the fact that he has a social media presence.
Well, you know, I'd be rooting for everybody but that. So.
Yeah, that part. But at the same time, he had this social media presence. And I was just like, I knew him from social media.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, oh, well, it'd be cool. I'm glad that he made it to the final four, three.
Did you hear him basically shout out the cookout, though? Like,
he did.
In the little reunion, he was like, you know, we kind of had a pact.
But I don't know if Sarit felt that.
It was a given. I mean, he definitely said we knew he was going to send home Ari, and I can believe it.
Yeah, I can too. I just think, though, you know, let me just go backwards a little bit. Since we're talking about the final, I thoroughly MVP for me. Was Kate. Kate was amazing. She was comedic.
Kate was with the shits.
Kate was always with the shits. I've always been a fan of her since Below Deck. So Kate was just good TV for the show. I think that's why they brought her on to season two.
Yeah.
And then I think, man, I'm going back to season one. Christian got on my nerves, though, when he just started having bad gameplay. He's a fellow traitor.
Yeah.
So they had to get rid of him. They brought Ari on, and I was just like, this guy.
Ari was gonna, he did okay.
I think Sari just was not for the whole bringing somebody on at the last minute, because his gameplay was actually okay, too.
His gameplay was okay, but again, if that's a part of the rules, like, how, I get her being like, nah, you don't deserve this money, because you only been here for one go round, but, like, that kind of was,
it was
on the low, like.
Because he, you know, during the reunion, which I'm glad that they have those, he basically said, like, she was like, well, I felt like you wasn't around long enough to win the money. And he was like, well, that's, I wasn't a long enough traitor. But yeah. I played the game from day one as a faithful.
Yeah.
So you did rob me of the opportunity to try to win.
Did. She did.
You just looked at it from, well, he's been a traitor for 2-3 days.
Yeah.
And so I totally understand his perspective. It's really good TV, y'all.
It's good TV, and it is engaging. Keep you on.
It's so engaging because of the fact that as the viewer, say the word viewer.
Viewer?
Oh, I can't say it. Viewer.
Mm-hmm.
You're at home, you know who the traitors are, and you're just shouting at the TV because you're like, oh my God, this Phaedra is the traitor. Why y'all don't see it? Look at her eyes. And they just don't.
I can imagine you not catching on to all of the little things when you're sitting there. Okay.
I'm a Virgo. We pay attention to everything.
Yeah, okay.
We're a good judge of characters. We watch everything.
All right.
Be aware.
Listen, she said keep your eyes on the prize. That's what
I'm
said.
A people watcher. I like to watch people.
Yeah, but it's 16 of y'all in the room. You can't see everybody.
I mean, I see enough.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow,
sounds like you want to be on the trailers.
Oh, hello, holla at your girl.
Listen, might be good TV, apparently.
I'm good people. Remember I said I was a good person?
You did. Celebrate
me on my birthday?
You did.
Also, I'm a Virgo. y'all, so check out the trailers. That's season one. We're already, you know, we started with season two. We had to go backwards.
We're currently on season two.
We do appreciate the fact that they kind of gave Serene. They spoke their truth, gave a little bit of the business. I'm not mad at it at all. I think that she played the game the way she needed to play it, obviously, because she won. But at the same time, I was just like, you know, if that's how y'all feel, express your hurt, you know, and they did that. So I'm glad they were able to have a little resolve because it seemed like they were some grown-ups with it.
They were.
And I can appreciate
that. They were.
Season two, though, I appreciate the fact that they kept it all with reality people.
Yeah.
Just because of the fact that he kind of, I think I was so invested because Andy and Quentin are like regular people.
I think that's what I feel like is missing from this season.
Yeah.
Like, there is no average Joe. Like, everybody is somebody who's already almost won.
Yeah.
Or did win. So I get they know the game, but, like, I feel like we're missing the normal elements, if that makes any sense.
And I'm the opposite because I feel like I was more invested and hurt for them just because, and I don't know their financial situation, but just because of the fact that all of these reality people probably have $250,000.
Uh-huh.
If more, way more.
Right.
And so, yeah, it sucks if they don't win the 250, but that's just an investment probably for them.
Right.
Whereas 250 really would have changed, you know, Quentin and Andy's potentially life for at least some time.
Yes.
And so I was more invested because of them. I was more hurt. And I feel like with this new season, whoever wins, great, good TV. I won't feel sorry for the losers regardless of how the game was played.
I get it. I probably won't feel sorry either. I'm going to be honest. I probably won't feel sorry because half these people have already won. CT done won before too. So like, maybe I think he has. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
Won.
Okay.
He might be.
I'm sure he's won a challenge or something. Somewhere along the way, he's won some money. And he's got a decent enough savings, bank account, whatever, to support him. So, I don't really care who wins. I would like somebody I root for to win.
Who you want to win?
I'll take CT. I'll take Phaedra, actually. I'll take Phaedra.
I want Phaedra to win because of the fact that I feel like this is for Phaedra. Phaedra's redemption season, you know, because, you know, everything that happened, if you don't know, go look it up as far as what happened with the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm already feeling a way about Andy and how he do his people, you know, so
okay.
It's kind of like, it would be good for Phaedra to get, like, you know, a second art with reality TV.
Yeah.
So, I'm okay with her. I'm okay with CT. I actually want Kate to win.
Really know who Kate is other than what I saw from her on season one of The Traitors. So, I can't say yes. I can't say no. Honestly, I don't really care who wins, personally. It's just entertaining to watch.
It is, y'all. And it is good TV. It's on Peacock. I don't know what that is across the world. But look it up on Google. They have all of these different versions of it that's probably equally good, and we probably will start one soon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right now, we're season two of Traitors. I think this is episode 5 that we just watched. Or maybe it was a twist on how they did it, which I'm glad because of the fact that people had anticipated their gameplay. So I can appreciate the twist. Keep those coming, and keep up the drama.
Absolutely, because we need it. Every episode is getting gooder and gooder. Gooder, I'm gonna tell you, it's getting gooder and gooder.
All right, guys, your girl is getting sleepy. We didn't even say what's in your cup, but you already know if you're listening. If you've made it to this point of the podcast, we hope that you have joined us with a cocktail
or mocktail.
And until the next time,
deuces.
Bye.